This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome to The Encouragers with Minister Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, bringing words of encouragement for everyday life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, maker and creator of all the universe, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, when trouble will not leave you alone. My scripture comes from Acts 14, 1-7, which states, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and Paul had part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews, with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. My text comes from Acts 14, 19-20, which states, and there came thither certain Jews and from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, took him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as his disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. What do you do when trouble will not leave you alone? Trouble does not always give you chance to recuperate. Even today, when one strand of the coronavirus has been effectively treated, a new strand emerges. Sometimes trouble piles on top of trouble. When these times come, we must learn to pray and trust God. We need people who will pray for us when we are confused by the multitude of trouble. We need to pray for our political leaders. There is a great moral decline. We are spending time trying to replace God and prayer. Demonic spirits can be displayed, and anything that reminds us of Christ has to be removed. Christians are the hope of the world, and yet sometimes Christians get frustrated when trouble will not leave them alone. I am convinced that God knows what we ought to do when trouble will not leave us alone. The Bible is full of examples of what to do when trouble will not leave us alone. Jacob saw trouble all around him. His past caught up with him. He was tired of doing wrong. He wanted to go home. His brother threatened to kill him. He was on bad terms with his father-in-law. Jacob could not buy his way out of trouble. His only hope was to connect to heaven. God blessed him. Job had a series of troubles. He went to God. God blessed him. Elijah tried to escape from Jezebel and ran in a cave. He talked to God, and God told him to get out of that cave. David found himself in trouble. His friends wanted to stone him to death. The Bible says David strengthened himself in the Lord. Jeremiah faced so much trouble until he wanted to stop preaching. But when he was about to quit, he discovered the Holy Spirit was like fire shut up in his bones. Jesus found himself in the Garden of Gethsemane. His friends went to sleep. He went to God. God gave him the strength to face the Roman soldiers and cavalry. In our text, Paul and Barnabas had been preaching in Antioch and Iconium. The apostles spake so plainly, with such evidence and proof of the Spirit, and with such power, so warmly, and with such concern for the souls of men, that those who heard them could not but say, God was with them of a truth. A great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Yet the success was not to be because of the manner of their preaching, but to the Spirit of God who used that means. Perseverance in good, doing good, amidst dangers and hardships, is a blessed evidence of grace. Wherever God's servants are driven, they should seek to declare the truth. When they went on in Christ's name and strength, he gave testimony to the word of his grace. He has assured us it is the word of God, and that we may put our souls upon it. The Gentiles and Jews were against one another, yet they united against Christians. If the church's enemies join to destroy it, shall not its friends unite for its preservation? God is a shelter for his people in a storm. He is and will be their hiding place. In times of persecution, believers may see calls to quit a location, though they do not quit their master's work. The unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and caused them to hate Paul and Barnabas. They had to leave the city and fled to Lystra and Derbe. Lystra was populated mainly by Gentiles and had no synagogue. The ministry of Paul and Barnabas there centered around the healing of a lame man and the attempt of the people to worship them. The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. The crowd's acclamation was based on a local myth that the gods of Hermes and Zeus had once visited their region in human form. All things are possible to those that believe. When we have faith, the most precious gift of God, we shall be delivered from the spiritual helplessness in which we were born and from the dominion of sinful habits since formed. We shall be made able to stand upright and walk cheerfully in the ways of the Lord. When the apostle preached to the Jews who hated idolatry, they had only to preach the grace of God in Christ. But when they had to do with the Gentiles, they must set first their mistakes in natural religion. Since the Lystrians were polytheists, it was necessary to begin with the basic message that God is the creator of all that exists. Paul tells these Gentiles who had no knowledge of the Jewish scriptures that their regular harvest, the food they eat every day, and the gladness they experience in the ordinary activities of life are all they witness from God of his existence, wisdom, and goodness. They should not think that these things just happen or that they are the work of some local deities, for they are from the one true God who made the heaven and the earth. The Jews again stirred up opposition, coming from Antioch and Iconium, and turned the people in Lystra against Paul. The people stoned Paul and drug him out of the city, thinking he was dead. See how restless the rage of the Jews was against the gospel of Christ. The people stoned Paul in a popular uprising. So strong is the bent of the corrupt and carnal heart that as it is with great difficulty that men are kept back from evil on one side, so it is with great ease that they are persuaded to evil on the other side. If Paul would have been Mercury, he might have been worshipped. But if he will be a faithful minister of Christ, he shall be stoned and thrown out of the city. Thus men who easily submit to strong delusions hate to receive the truth in the love of it. The disciples gathered around Paul. The presence of the disciples indicates that despite the opposition, a great group of believers were established at Lystra, including Timothy. They gathered about Paul, perhaps at first to mourn, but then when some sign of life, to pray for his recovery. Amazingly and apparently miraculously, he rose up and entered the city, apparently under his own strength. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Paul and Barnabas returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. They confirmed the souls of the disciples and encouraged them to continue in the faith. And that as believers in Christ, we must go through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. All who love the Lord Jesus will rejoice to hear that he has opened the door of faith wide to those who were strangers to him and to his salvation. And let us, like the apostles, abide with those who know and love the Lord. When trouble will not leave you alone, do not give up. Go to God. He is a way maker. You may ask how I know. So many times he has made a way for me. I call him because I know him. Do you know him? God will answer your prayers. If you are lonely, if you are depressed, if you are lost, if you are unemployed, or if you are in trouble, nobody knows your situation better than God. Call on him. Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins and my sins. After 3 days in the grave, he arose with all powers in his hands. He has power over any trouble you may experience. He sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. Trust him that he will make a way for you. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. There is the saving power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God, and are willing to confess your sins to God and ask for forgiveness, God will forgive you. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. And thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is Sounds of Silence. According to interruption science, we are interrupted every 3 minutes. Phone calls, texts, tweets, social media, Zoom calls, and the constant demands to do more and be more. Sound familiar? The very fact that we have a field of science dedicated to interruption is evidence of how bad noise has gotten in our world. The white noise of this world is one of the greatest impediments to our spiritual growth. By definition, white noise is the sound that contains every frequency a human can hear. And because it contains every frequency, it's very hard to hear any frequency, especially the still voice of God. But silence helps us to hear God's voice. Silence can be the difference between sight and insight. Silence can be the difference between happiness and joy. Silence can be the difference between fear and faith. If you want to hear the heart of God, silence is key. Now, some of you listening may be thinking, you want to believe in God, but you feel the constant distractions and interruptions of life are throwing you off course. You may have questions, and that's okay. You desire a closer relationship with God, and you probably heard that Jesus came to save you from your sin, but you're not sure how that works. Well, if that's the case, I've got good news for you. Realize that all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loves you and gives you the opportunity to come to him, acknowledge your sin, and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Will you neglect God for the noise of a fly? Or will you believe and receive? Believe Christ died for you